You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Billows, I want to talk about the Spice Girl.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends, make it last forever.
It's pretty hard to be cranky when the Spice Girls are on, Amber.
I love the Spice Girls. Like, when I think about my childhood, I think of the Spice Girls.
I mean, Mel B's a regular guest on the show.
That's right. We love the Spice Girls. But lately there's been lots and lots of talk about whether they will they, won't they do a reunion tour.
Yeah.
And
the thing with the will they, won't they with the Spice Girls is it could happen. It's not like the Friends reunion that keeps coming up, which will never happen.
Yeah.
We just like to talk about it.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls reunion could theoretically happen.
Exactly.
There's nothing stopping them.
So 2 weeks ago, there was a photo on social media of all five of the Spice Girls hanging out, having some lunch, getting together, and the internet lost their mind.
I don't think that all five of them would have been together since the London Olympics. I don't know that for a fact, so, but I'd be surprised if all five Spice Girls were together since
a
then.
A lot of them always say, like, yeah, we still talk, like, they keep in touch. But for all five of them, yeah, as you said, to be in the same place,
in the same
at the
room,
same time, to be a fly on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, yeah, the Spice Girls are doing a reunion tour.
Yeah, I bet it was a meeting of Mensa right there.
But then Posh Spice, so Victoria Beckham, has said, no, it's like, we're not. Dream on, dreamers.
Well, she's, I wouldn't say ashamed of her Spice Girl past, but she just straight up sees herself as a fashion designer now. She has no desire to get on a stage and bust out a bit of Two Become One.
And there's some reports that they have signed contracts to do another tour. I just want to say, I love the Spice Girls.
Yep.
You guys all know that, right?
Yep.
I don't care if you don't do a tour. I don't care if you do a tour. It'd be awesome if you did. But if you're not gonna, stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Fed up.
A poop or get off the bowl sort of situation here, Amber.
Do it or don't. Just stop teasing us with it. All right?
Yeah. I completely agree. Like, if we'd love to see a reunion tour. The world would lose its mind. Yeah. You'd make all the money in the world.
Yep.
But if there's no plans, then stop teasing us with
little
pictures on that's like, oh, wonder what we're cooking up. Get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Little over 2 months until my wedding, Amber.
Yeah.
And it's come up a few times on the show that I've been on a bit of a diet to lose a couple of kilos before.
Just a
then.
Few, yeah.
Just, hey, hurtful.
Realize is on a diet.
I am.
But you're not doing any exercise.
Not doing any exercise. the diet you might have heard me refer to as, I'm just basically hungry all the time and sad all the time.
Yeah.
And kilos are coming off slowly, so I'm fine with it.
Story of my life.
Yeah, that's right.
Hungry and sad.
Hungry and sad, but weight's coming off, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, people have asked me, like, why aren't you doing a bit of exercise as well? Because it's obviously going to do more.
It goes hand in hand with dieting.
Like, John Hollywood comes in every week and just shakes his head at me. He's like, go for a run. And the truth of the matter is, I just genuinely don't enjoy exercise. I don't understand the people that do. They're like, oh, I feel like $1 million after I've been in for an hour at the gym.
Majority of people don't enjoy it.
I hate it.
We do it because it's good for you.
What's this we do it part?
I don't
you
do it.
You do jack all.
I'm also not on a diet. So
that's
carry
right.
On.
I don't enjoy it. Mm. And I actively dislike it.
Sure.
And but the other part is, I'm also very unfit, and so I know that when I do get back into it, it's going to be really hard work. To give you an idea, I don't think people quite understand just how unfit I am,
no,
Amber.
I understand.
Well, let me explain anyway. My lovely fiancé and I, Carly, went 10-pin bowling Friday evening. Bit of a date night. It was great fun.
Cool.
I've been limping ever since.
From bowling.
10-pin bowling. As we're doing it, as I get down, you know, the one knee down to bowl yet another strike, every time I felt that hamstring just twinge a little bit more, and I'm like, I am too young to do a hamstring 10-pin bowling. Wow, how many shots have you got in on this 2 minutes? I'm fat, I'm old, I'm lazy, I'm out. Do the rest of the friggin' show on your own. Emma, there's a bloke in town, and I honestly don't even know his name.
Oh.
It's not important.
Oh.
But he loves taking subtle little jabs at me. Almost like, have you heard of negging?
Yeah.
Where, like, dudes will take subtle jabs at a woman to, I don't know if it's try to break down their self-esteem, to try to win it back from the bloke.
Weird.
I don't know if it works or not. Either way, I don't think this guy's hitting on me. I think he just genuinely likes taking little jabs. And I don't know what I've done to this bloke.
Like what?
Well, one time he saw me, I pulled up to the pub on my motorbike because I was meeting someone there. And he says to me, it's a nice bike, Billers. I'm like, thanks, man. He's like, it's cool that you got it lowered enough so you could reach the ground.
Oh.
And I say, no.
You're not a very short person. Well, like, you're a very average height man.
I am. I'm about 5'9", yeah. And my motorbike hasn't been lowered so I can reach the ground. Yeah. It has the same seat as when I bought it, and
odd.
It has not been modified. So, yeah. So I'm like, that's a weird jab.
Okay.
The other day, he sees me again. It was last week when we were having all those 45-degree days, yeah. Hot as hell.
Yeah.
And on this day, I'm in a basketball singlet.
Okay.
Which I'm known to do.
Yeah.
I own probably 25, 30 basketball singlets.
That's a lot.
Well, when I lived in Broome, I wore them all the time because it's so friggin' hot.
Yeah.
And he calls me over and he says, hey, we're just having a chat about this, Billet. At what age are you too old to wear a basketball singlet in public? And I'm like, why are you doing this to me? But it did get me thinking, is there a cutoff point?
So now he's like giving you a complex about
a little bit
whether you should or should not wear basketball singlets.
Obviously, I think I'm pretty safe because I continue to do it and I have no intentions of stopping. What else do you wear when it's hot?
Just a t-shirt? Is there really that much difference between a singlet t-shirt?
An aerated singlet that's designed to keep you cool versus a t-shirt that's just going to show up sweaty pits.
Mm.
Yes, there is a world of difference, Amber.
Okay.
So 13, 12, 16. Is there an age cutoff for wearing basketball singlets in public? I need to know this.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm fine.
Yeah, but like, and you wear them to work and stuff as well?
Yeah, if it's hot.
Yeah, but it's nice in our building.
Yeah, and that's great.
You don't have to.
But you know for a fact I walk to work quite often.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, is there an age cutoff for wearing basketball singlets in public? Bloke at the pub has given me somewhat of a complex when he asked me whether there was a cutoff age to wear basketball singlets as I was standing in front of him wearing my Celtics jersey. Hurtful, hurtful.
So now you're a bit self-conscious about wearing a basketball singlet in public?
It did get me questioning this, and it's almost like I'm bringing an intervention on myself over here, isn't it? This is weird.
So we're asking you, Sunraysia, 13, 12, 16. Jess, babe, what do you think? Is there a cutoff age for basketball singlets?
I feel like 30 is your limit. Like, just if you're wearing it to a game, great.
Yeah.
If you're wearing it just in everyday life, then no, you need to grow up.
But if it's over 40 degrees very regularly here, it's a heat thing.
I don't feel like you should be wearing singlets at all. Like, singlets is not, like, you're not at the beach.
Mm. Wait, so can I wear a basketball singlet at the beach?
No.
Oh, geez, you're sending me mixed messages.
Also,
right now,
very far away from a beach.
Hey,
so
Apex Park is blissful.
It's a man-made beach.
Yeah, there's sand there, there's water, it's the beach. What am I arguing about? I'll wear my basketball singlet wherever I goddamn please.
No, that's why we're doing this.
Jess says no.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote has been noted and will probably be disregarded, but thank you for your call.
Thanks, guys.
13, 12, 16, you can call us anytime. Nathan's on the line, mate. What do you think? Is there a cutoff age for basketball singlets?
Oh, well, this is kind of up my alley. I've just had celebrated a birthday and it hits 43, and I'm the owner of possibly 60 to 70 NBA singlets.
Yes.
Wait, did you say like 6-0, 60?
Yeah, possibly more. If I put one on a New Year's Day, I wouldn't wear the same one twice until I got to March. But that's my own issue.
That's horrifying.
That's not an issue, mate. No, you're living the dream.
That's so many.
See, this is what I needed to hear, because I have no intentions of, like, I've got a lot of singlets. I don't have 60 or 70, but I've got quite a few.
Yeah.
But I don't think there should be a cutoff.
No. Well, I don't think so. If at 43 years of age, I feel comfortable in myself to rock NBA singlets, and my arms are like spaghetti. I'm not powering with the biceps and triceps here. If I think I can get away with that at 43 and are comfortable in myself, I'm happy with that.
I agree. That should be comfortable in our own skin, and we're going to wear what we want to wear.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your call, Nath.
Excellent. See you, guys.
No worries. Keep those calls coming through. 13, 12, 16. So far, it's a tie.
All tied up, so we need more calls. 13, 12, 16. Is there an age cutoff for blokes wearing basketball singlets in public? Is it sporty or is it naughty at 6:40?
Wow.
That was my Hailee Steinfeld opener.
Sure.
Nailed it.
Perfect, I could never get up singing that high.
It's very weird to me that I sing higher than you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, today we got a naughty.
Bring it on.
And
a naughty.
Please bear with me while I flail through this
because
I am a bit nervous to talk about this one.
Amber's uncomfortable on this one, and fair enough, it's a bit of a weird one.
New research from Sugar Cookie.
What's that?
Ooh, I think it's a like a sex toy site. Like, it's a sexy site.
Closing that tab before I Google it. Carry on.
Yep. Apparently, they found that 2 out of 5 men have pleasured themselves.
I think those numbers are very low.
To their co-workers' social media photos.
Withdrawn. That's weird.
Who's uncomfortable?
I am definitely uncomfortable. Two out of five men to a colleague's social media photo.
Yep.
So you've got a new sexy workmate. Add them on Facebook and then do the deep dive. Find yourself some holiday photos.
Yep.
So it's dangerous territory.
I know.
Don't want to press like on the wrong one there, Amber.
I know. So as it turns out, the women aren't entirely guilt free in this either. 42% of women said that they had done the same thing.
Well, that's
out of the 2,000, I think, was the.
Well, did you say 2 out of 5 men?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure that that's the same numbers for women, if my maths is correct, at 42%.
Yeah. Well, can you just not?
No, I completely agree, completely on board. They have got a distinct disadvantage. Like, I obviously haven't done this, but they've got an advantage that they've probably got some sexy colleagues. It's an advantage I do not have.
That's very true.
I mean, geez, can we be in different studios or something?
I'm glad you don't think that. Like, thank God.
Yeah, no, it'd be an uncomfortable work environment. It was like, were you doing a bit of a deep dive on the weekend? No, why? You pressed like on my Bali trip from 2008. I was 18 in one day, you creep.
Billows, over the weekend, I treated myself to a bath.
Oh, God, how good are baths? I did as well.
That's
not going to talk about it on the radio, but
you always have baths. You're a big bath advocate.
I'd have probably a few a week.
I
find them very relaxing.
I have a few every 5 years.
Okay, righto. Not a bath fan.
Not a big bath fan.
Why not?
And I remembered why baths are the worst as soon as I got in the bath.
Are you about to are you going to rip through baths right now?
Yeah.
Because say what you will about my mother and my fiance, my cats, Amber, you leave baths out of this because they are wonderful.
No.
Everyone can enjoy a
bath.
You're
sitting in human dirt soup.
Yeah, only because you're filthy. That's on you, nobody else, Amber.
No, with baths, it doesn't matter how much you wee before you get in the bath.
Amber, don't wee in the bath.
But you'll always need to wee as soon as you get in the bath.
So,
and I was like sitting there and I was like, I need to wee. I'm like, I made a conscious effort to wee before I got in the bath.
Amber, if your first point is you're sitting there in your own filth and your second point is you need to wee, then it's 100% on you. You can't just get out of a bath and go, why do I smell like wee again? What is it with baths and me smelling like wee?
Yeah, but why do I need to go as soon as I get in the bath? I just went.
Because you're very easily manipulated to the sound of running water.
Forget shaving your legs in the bath. That's madness.
Yeah, well, that's filthy. Why would you do that?
Well, I needed to shave my legs.
So, you're just adding filth to the bath and getting annoyed when the bath is filthy.
It's boring. You can't, like, fully submerge yourself. Well, in my bath, anyway.
What do you mean? Are you complaining you can't drown yourself in the bath?
No, I was just sitting there like a big, giant baby. Like, and what am I supposed to do
in here?
What do
you mean it's boring?
It's super boring. Yeah, I even had Netflix on my laptop set up,
yeah,
and I was still bored. I was like, this isn't relaxing at all.
You are the worst. How are you messing up baths? Baths aren't boring. When I go for a bath, I take my tablet as well as my book, because I don't know which way this adventure is going to go.
I would totally drop a tablet in the bath. That would not be good. I had to set up my laptop on a chair. Anyway, the point is, baths are the worst.
The point is, you are a giant gug who somehow managed to mess up baths and Netflix.
I just don't like baths. So
baths don't like you. You can't join the bath gang.
Good. I'm breaking up with baths.
Good.
Oh, they suck.
It's a mutual agreement, Amber. Good. Trust me. We've been taking your calls all morning on 13, 12, 16 as to whether there should be an age cutoff for wearing your basketball singlets in public after a bloke at the pub. Not only he could have just talked behind my back and had a discussion between him and his mates.
Yeah.
He called me over while I was wearing a basketball singlet, it's 45 degrees, might I add, to ask me whether I thought there should be an age cut off.
Which is dumb because, I mean, you obviously don't.
Obviously I don't. And if I do, it is not my age. The more I think about it, it's just ruder and ruder.
Yeah, it is. Like, what he did was pretty rude, but it has started quite a heated conversation between you and I.
Hey, fellows, get over here. We want to talk about you. We want to tell you the reasons we think you're a tool.
Oh, wow. So, 13, 12, 16, we're taking your calls, doing a bit of a Sunraysia survey.
Bit of a survey, yeah.
Is there a cut-off age for wearing basketball singlets? Linda's on the line. Good morning.
How are you?
We're good.
Linda, do you believe there should be a cut-off point for adults wearing basketball singlets?
Definitely not.
What?
And my daughter agreed.
Fantastic. Well, that counts as two votes, Amber, so no. thank you. Are you guys a basketballing family?
No.
Me neither. Just like the singlets.
Yeah, we believe if you like it and you're happy, wear it.
But what if I'm not happy watching him wear it?
Well, unfortunately, there's some outfits out there that I don't feel suit people, but
yeah.
I'm not wearing it, so it doesn't matter.
That's right, and if Amber gets two unsolicited tickets to the gun show, then that's her good slash bad luck, whichever way you look at it. Thanks for your call, Linda.
You're welcome.
So, look.
Look, no age cutoff has won the day, and I will continue wearing basketball singlets until retirement.
Well, we still got like 20 minutes of show left, maybe we'll get another call. 13, 12, 16, only if you're up for the against argument.
You might have noticed in today's Sunny Daily, Amber, that the old Mildura Base Hospital, there's been a lot of work going on there for a lot of time. It was since 99, nothing going on there.
Yeah.
And they've been building apartments in there. So first, for a fair while, they were gutting it.
Well, I know a lot of locals are sentimental to the old base hospital. I was born there.
Were
a
you?
Lot like, yeah, many other locals to Sunraysia.
Amber, you could potentially buy the apartment where you were born. Because it's all been made into apartments. There's going to be 63 apartments there. There's going to be one and two bedroom, as well as one and two bathroom, ranging from the low 200,000s to the high 200,000s. So
okay.
Affordable.
Yeah.
At this point, they're doing pretty well. They reckon they've got 75% of the kitchens in, 50% of the bathrooms in, and everything in there is new. They've gutted all the electrics, all the plumbing, and started afresh. So it's really just the shell of the hospital on the outside.
Yeah.
Inside, everything's shining new. My question is, Amber, that's great you got all the plumbing and electrics out, but what about the ghosts?
That is a great question, though.
Like,
I mean, it would be a bit spooky.
It would be.
In there.
I mean.
And, like, you don't even believe in ghosts. So
I
for
do
you
not.
To say that it could be just a ghost cesspit.
There would be. I'd have to sleep with the light on there, I reckon.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the place. It just. I feel it could be the basis of a horror movie at some point.
For sure. I also hope that they're doing some sage cleanses, like around the, just walking around.
Spirits, you're not welcome here.
They get some priests in, just like, be gone.
We're trying to keep real estate prices reasonable, yet we need to cover our costs. Be gone!
Because while, like, I was born there, and a lot of people were born there, a lot of people probably died there too.
Amber, no, nothing short of 100% spot on. A lot
sidebar,
of people don't know. Sidebar.
When you look at the outside of the Mildura Base Hospital,
yep.
It was designed to look like a paddle steamer.
It was too.
Mm,
look at that.
Was. There you go.
It also looks like it was designed to be the basis of a horror movie.
Billows.
Yes.
Just want you to sit back and listen to this story.
Mate, it's what I do best.
But I will have a question for you.
Righto, bring
afterwards.
It on.
So there are pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after there was a bit of a fight on board the plane.
That'd be terrifying.
Wouldn't it?
I do not want that happening on any flight I'm ever on.
So apparently the reason that the fight happened because there was one passenger that refused to stop breaking wind and it was upsetting all of those around him.
Okay, I've got some questions myself.
Sure.
Were they loud? Were they smelly? I need details here, Amber.
Well,
give me an impersonation of what you think the farts might have sounded like. Oh, little stomach squeakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so
they're not offensive, though.
Yeah, but
you can apologise for that.
If you're on a flight.
Yeah, but if I'm sitting there, obviously uncomfortable, holding my stomach, and someone next to me hears. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. You can tell that was. I don't think it even came out. That just farted within. That was my organs farting.
No, I think he was just like. Burr, burr, burr.
He was just like.
Like, because they. There was two men that obviously would have had to have known that it was this other guy that was doing it.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they've, like, looked at each other and gone, was that you? Was that you?
No.
Anyway, so he was just unashamed, just
letting
around.
Rip.
Yep. So,
yeah, that's not on.
Apparently, there was a big blue on the plane.
Jeez, flatulence enough for a fight to break out
and make an emergency landing.
And an emergency. Good God!
I know.
Mayday! We've got level 3 gases going on in the plane, making an emergency landing.
So police boarded the plane with dogs and they removed a couple of people and the pilot made a report. Passengers on the rampage.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that in a case where there was too much farting going on, they brought in sniffer dogs?
How funny.
That is cruel, Amber. We need to get the RSPCA out of them because they've got very sensitive little noses and you're going to bring them in there?
My question to you now, Pillows.
Yes.
Is where were you over the weekend?
I took a little trip.
Did you?
No.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.